العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام الطبراني في معجمه الكبير بسند صحيح عن العباس ابن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه قال. The tonight in the collection of Imam al-Tabarani is al-Awsat, where you'll find parts and pieces of this hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and other collections as well, but the wording I am narrating for you is from al-Tabarani. And Imam ibn Hajar has it in his Matalib al-Aliyah, and Imam al-Haythami has it in Imam al-Diya al-Maqdisi has it in his Zawaid. So we find it in other collections too. It has an authentic chief narration. And the theme of da'wah is we're going to conclude it, inshallah, by Friday. Ibn Ata'ala, move on something different afterwards. But I have to narrate this piece. It's one of the most beloved sections of a hadith that I have. There are very long. Most of the really, really long ones are not authentic. But there's maybe 15 to 20 that are, and this is one of them. And the story here that Al-Abbas is telling us is right before Fatih Mecca occurred, right before, as it was occurring. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ was camped right outside of Mecca, and the people in Quraysh obviously were in panic, and they were very scared and didn't know what to do. And they didn't. So Al-Abbas told Abu Sufyan, just come with me. Let's go fix this. In a long story, we just have to go fix this because you lied. You lied, you betrayed, you murdered, you conspired. Like, you have to go and fix this if you want to live yourself. And Abbas was a friend to Abu Sufyan, Sakhr ibn Harbi. He loved him. He didn't want him to. And Abu Sufyan still was the leader of Mecca. So if he went and he worked it out with the Prophet ﷺ, then maybe things would happen smoothly, which is what the Prophet ﷺ wanted. He didn't want bloodshed coming into Mecca. No one did. So Al-Abbas would take Abu Sufyan and go into the camp of the Muslims. In a long story, I'm just going to take for you the piece that I want to narrate for you for this purpose. فَقَالَ قَالَ فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحْتُ غَدَوْتُ بِأَبِي سُفْيَانَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In the morning, I went, he slept in my tent at night, and in the morning I took him and went to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ وَيْحَكَ يَا أَبَا سُفْيَانَ أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لَكَ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَن لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He said, woe to you, shame on you, Ya Abu Sufyan. Shame on you. Has the time not come for you to finally say, La ilaha illallah? Now, Abu Sufyan was waiting to be chastised and chewed out for the lying and the murder and the betrayal and the conspiracy and everything else that he did throughout his life. He was coming, if you've done something wrong, you're coming, you're waiting for your lecture or for your, someone to say something to you. He was coming waiting for that. That's what he knew he deserved, and that's what he was expecting. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say a word of it. He just went right to, is it not time for you to say La ilaha illallah? And this is the wording in Mu'jam al-Tabarani. فَقَالَ فَرَدَّ أَبُو سُفْيَانَ فَقَالَ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي مَا أَوْصَلَكْ مَا أَحْلَمَكْ مَا أَرْحَمَكْ أَمَا زِلْتَ فِي هَذَا والله لقد كاد يقع في قلبي أن لو كانت هذه الآلهة تغني شيئا لأغنت اليوم. He said, بأبي وأنت وأمي, I sacrificed my family for you. How ما أوصلك? How is it that you continue to connect the relations that I sever? ما أحلمك? How patient are you? ما أرحمك? How merciful are you? أما زلت في هذا? You're still trying to get me to become Muslim after everything I've done, after all that has happened, everything I've said, everything. You're still doing this. He said, it fell into my heart that if there was any God aside from Allah, then they would have done something today, but nothing has happened. فَقَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لَكَ يَا أَبَا سُفْيَانَ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for you as well to acknowledge that I am the Prophet of Allah? فقال أبو سفيان ما أوصلك ما أحلمك ما أرحمك والله لقد بقي في نفسي منها شيئا بقي في نفسي منها شيء. He said the same thing. I don't understand how you, يا رسول الله, يا محمد, there's still something in my heart from that one. قال فتركه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he let him. He took أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله from him. That's fine, at least one thing. Aside from that, My point here in his hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that Abu Sufyan, his response was that, in order for you to justify his response, you have to understand what he's thinking and what the context is. The context for Abu Sufyan is, how is it that you're like this? He's like, how is it that you are like this? Why do you still care? if I am Muslim or not. After everything I have done, after the time and time again I've tried to kill you, I've ruined your reputation, I've tried to destroy your deen, I betrayed you, I lied to you, I've done everything possible to harm you. Why is it that you still care if I accept La ilaha illallah or not? This is what his response. Bi abi anta wa ummi. I don't understand. Ma awsalak. I've never seen anyone like you. The Prophet ﷺ that day beat Abu Sufyan, but not with his army. Not with the army, no. He beat him with something else. He beat him with his ethics, with his morals, with his dedication to his message. He was devoted to La ilaha illallah ﷺ. And that dedication and devotion is what beat Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan felt helpless. I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to tell you. Tayyib, La ilaha illallah. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I don't understand why you still care. And his response, يعني رضي الله عنه, who accepted Islam, and he fought في المعارك, and he died as a shaheed many, many years later. For him, it was just, he was a man of wisdom. Abu Sufyan is not a child. Abu Sufyan is a leader of Quraysh, Sayyid bin Sadat al-Arab. He's very wise, and he knows. And he knows that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام knows. So they're talking on a higher level than maybe the people who are even listening. Probably Abbas doesn't understand. So Abu Sufyan knows what he's done and knows what this moment deserves. He knows what this moment dictates. This is a moment of two adversaries, one winning. One being having the upper hand, and the other one, who played dirty the whole time, has finally lost. He knows what this moment deserves. And he's prepared for it on the inside. And then he gets this response, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لَكَ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Say La ilaha illallah and join me. So he felt, I don't know, I don't understand you. I don't understand, I'm not like you. And I can't comprehend you. And this is what you really want. طَيْبْ حَاضُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ And then when he asked for the second one, he said, I can't lie to you. You are an honest person. You speak to me with honesty, I'll speak to you with honesty. I still don't believe. The Prophet ﷺ is okay with that. He'll take whatever he can. Take from people whatever you can, because it's steps. They take the first step, good. Don't be upset. They'll take the second one later, so no problem. But Abu Sufyan to him was that this is a very abnormal situation. And yet your response, that's why he said, Bi abi anta wa ummi. A non-Muslim, at the moment, non-Muslim, looked at him, alayhi salam, heard him and said, Bi abi anta wa ummi. I would offer my parents for you. There's no one like you. I don't understand. Ma awsalak, ma ahlamak. How patient are you? How merciful are you? How loving of the relationship of kin are you to still care if I say La ilaha illallah or not? Abu Sufyan can't understand it. You and I don't care. Like, yes, of course, da'wah. You don't get it. You don't get it. Abu Sufyan was doing what Netanyahu was doing to the Palestinian people. That's what Abu Sufyan did throughout his life. He brought 10,000 people to the outskirts of Medina hoping to kill everybody. He tried this. He was the leader of this. He betrayed the Prophet ﷺ multiple times. He tried to get him killed multiple times. He paid money. He paid people money. He paid mercenaries to kill him, and it didn't work out. I understand. He killed people. He killed people in Mecca.